This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always email me. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. Do you know that? What kind of changes are you making with your health and with your life? You know, we can every single day. And depending on the kind of changes that you want to make, that you're willing to make, that's the kind of results you're going to see. It's so funny to me because I talk to people all the time and they have different thoughts and different views. And they'll say, oh, I just want my health to change. And oh, if I could lose 30 pounds or if I didn't have to take 10 different medications, or they'll say, oh, if I could just not be depressed, or if I could just not be so full of anxiety. And you get to talk to them, and it's amazing to me. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking any of that, because life is life, and people struggle, and we're managing our health as best we can. But it comes down many times to the want to that's in you. And there's genetic factors in all of that, and there's reasons that you have to take medicine, and there's a reason that your body is doing what it's doing. You've got genetic factors, you have lifestyle choices you've made for the last 10 years, and there's so many factors to it. Stress in life, but there has to be a moment regardless. And I'm not saying you won't have to be on certain things forever. Sometimes you might have to be. But if you can make a shift in your mind that you want to do everything you can to live a healthier life, that's a good thing. And many people are trying to find that. They're trying to find that. They've gotten into their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, and they've lived a certain way for a long period of time. And yet they see themselves and they say, well, wait a minute. I need to step back. For somehow, some way, I need to step back and I need to make some changes. And it's that radical change that when you can find that place within yourself to make that radical change in your life, when you can make that radical change in your life, that's when you're going to start seeing the results. And it may only be a couple of pounds a week. You may start exercising. You may start sleeping better, drinking more water. All these little lifestyle choices that your physician probably talks to you about all the time, but you just never really implemented it. But now you're getting into a place where you need to. You're getting into a place where you're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you need to go to a new level in your life with your health and with your life. And by doing that, you'll see the change that can happen. It's incredible. And I've got so many friends that have gone through changes within their life simply by changing their choices. The greatest power that we were ever given is the power to choose. It is a gift that was given to us. And just like our health is a gift, and what we do with our health is a gift of giving back of what was given to us. The choices we make every single day that we are able to make cognitively, that we in our own mind can make every single day, that's what matters. And when you can make those great changes, that's when you start to see the results. It's when somebody has a made up mind and they want to quit smoking. Like my grandmother, who was in her early 90s. And she's made a decision after smoking for 70 years that she was going to quit. No patch, no Wellbutrin, no smokeless cigarette, none of that. She just made a decision, and that was it. Not two packs down to one pack, down to three cigarettes, down to nothing. Just quit. Why? Because she had a reason. She had a motivation. She had the desire and the will that she wanted to get well, and she didn't want to let anything stand in her way because she made that emotional, conscious decision. If you sit back and go, well, yeah, I'd like to quit. Or, well, it'd be nice. I know my kids really don't like the smoke, and it smells bad, and and all those sorts of things. And I've heard secondhand smoke is bad, and this new third-hand smoke that they've got out now is really bad for my grandbabies when I hold them. And you start, little things like that, you start rationalizing all of this, makes a difference. And if we sit back and let life happen, that's when the things happen to us that are not good. And you look back 10 years from now and you say, what happened? When really we can be into a place where we can make it happen. We can make changes and not let our circumstances and not let life and not let other people determine what goes on with our health and with our life. We can. We can make the change. We can make the difference. But we have to be empowered with the information to be able to do that. And hopefully that's what we can help you do here on this show. 888-283-7272. You can check us out. And let's go to Linda now. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, Don.
I have so many things wrong, I don't know where to begin. But
well, let's pick one.
Well, this is the most crucial right now. I've had diarrhea for about 3 weeks. What do I eat was one of the questions for the ulcer in the stomach and supplements for no gallbladder and what to eat for things like that, also acid reflux. And I don't like goat's meat. I mean, I don't like goat's milk. I like goat's cheese, but I just can't tolerate the goat's milk, so thank you.
Sure, yeah. Let me ask you a question. When did you have your gallbladder taken out?
Oh, it was several years ago.
Okay, and so you have a lot of diarrhea?
No, I didn't have anything. They just wanted to take it out, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why. I wasn't noticing any special trouble.
Okay. Well, now, have you been to your doctor to ask him any or she any of these questions that we're talking about? Or are they just kind of, you asked them about it, but you didn't really get any answers?
Right. And see, this is acted up in between visits to the doctor, and I forget to ask them.
Oh, I got it. So you'll get to talking about everything else, and you'll leave. And
you forget what I really need to ask.
Maybe that happens all the time.
But
I'll encourage you.
Mm-hmm. They put the light down my throat and found out there's an ulcer in the stomach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they did an endoscopy. And so they did that.
Yeah.
And found
mm-hmm.
it. Okay.
And didn't change any medicine. They just doubled the Prefacid, you know, things like that. And the 40 milligrams, when I take one of those, I feel like my stomach's already full to the limit.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, do you eat a lot of grains like bread and pasta and cereal, that kind of thing?
I don't eat cereal. I eat some bread, but I don't know. I don't know. I eat eggs. You know,
that's good.
And I really like pork and beans better than I do pinto beans. I think I have leaning toward a sweet tendency.
Do you have any? What? How many different medicines are you taking?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's tackle these.
I don't take them all every day. I don't take my glucopod at all because I never do. Didn't learn how to work the glucose monitor. You know,
Darling,
myself.
That's important.
I know, but I just don't have anybody to help me. I'm taking care of my very old mother. I'm stressed out. I think that's where the diarrhea is coming in now.
That's where the diarrhea is definitely coming in. Well, let's do that. Well, first, let me tell you this. I know you're taking care of her, but somebody's got to take care of you. And why don't you do this? This is my suggestion, okay? This is important. I'm going to talk about some of these other issues when we come out of this commercial break. But one thing I want to tell you is get a little notepad and sit down and write down all your questions and all your thoughts that you would want to ask your physician. And go in there, and it's okay. Go in there with a notepad, schedule an appointment, go in and ask all those questions. Say, Dr. So-and-so, I need to ask you these questions. And any physician, that's going to save time, too. It's going to organize your thoughts. You'll get the answers that you need. And the nurse that works with them, they'll show you how to use a glucose monitor, how to take your glucophage appropriately, because the medicine that they prescribed you is extremely important. You don't want to let that go. That's first. In a moment, we'll get into your gallbladder, ulcer, and acid reflux. Hang tight.
Health
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty Health Share. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty Health Share for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty Health Share online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Going into break, we were talking with Linda. I mean, Linda has a whole lot of things going on, as she said. But the main thing she was wanting to talk about, she has been diagnosed with a stomach ulcer and also had her gallbladder taken out and has been having some acid reflux. So the digestive issue is all the way around. Now, you said that you eat a little bit of cereal, or not, you don't eat cereal, but you do eat some bread, so you do have some gluten. Gluten's that wheat protein that's in a lot of the grains, and that can aggravate our digestive tracts. So that's one thing. And then also, when you look at your diet and you have digestive issues, you always want to backpedal a little bit if you have multiple things like you do. And having the gallbladder taken out is going to create a little bit of a challenge with you breaking down fats, and that could cause some of the issues with diarrhea. It's possible. But you were asking me, what is there anything you can take for a gallbladder when you've taken it out? Well, there's some research out there that you might want to look into, and I've done some research on it. And there's two amino acids. If you just look at the biochemistry, without getting too big and fancy with it, there's two amino acids. Those are basically proteins in the body that are non-essential, meaning that we don't really make them. We get them from our foods, and that's glycine and taurine, those together. And those amino acids are, those combined together make bile salts. And the bile salts are what a lot of what was helped with in the gallbladder. So they've done some research and they've kicked it around. And the glycine and taurine, when used as a supplement form, sometimes can help with digestive issues. But somebody at your health food store may be able to help you with that, but I would do some research on that. Those are two things. You got some pretty good information on those. The other thing with reflux and all, some people, the apple cider vinegar is been known in more of the natural world. I mean, your physician can help you with different medications. There's things like Prilosec and Zantac and, you know, the Omeprazole and some of the H2s and PPIs as well. But I mean, if you want to talk to your doctor about that and your reflux is bothering you, that might be a good way to go and just get with your primary care physician and they can help you. So when you go with your list, you know, you were telling me that you always go to the doctor and you kind of forget what you're going to talk about and you're not taking glucophage and you're on a bunch of medications, but you're not taking your glucophage because you really don't know how and don't know how to check your blood sugar and all by pricking your finger. See, I'm a big fan of writing everything down, get a little notepad, and go talk to them, because they'll be glad to answer it. And then if they don't have the time, their nurse will. And little things like how to prick your finger and all that, they'll work all that out with you. Don't let a day go by that you just put medicine or anything to the side that you need for your health and just put it off because you have to take care of somebody and you're busy. We all get busy. It's life. But taking care of yourself is one of the best things you can do so you can help take care of others and you can be a better you for others. That's what it's all about. But yeah, I mean, with reflux, apple cider vinegar has been known for a long time, and hydrochloric acid, HCl, betaine hydrochloride, natural food stores have that kind of thing. And they've known for years that there's two ways that acid reflux works, or GERD, or any of those, the gastroesophageal reflux disease. There's two different ways that it can work. You can either produce too much acid or you cannot have enough acid. And you just have to figure out which one, where you land. And so apple cider vinegar has been used for a long time where when people eat it with a meal, it either makes them feel better or feel worse. If it makes you feel better, then it's helping the body make more stomach acid, more hydrochloric acid in the stomach. But if it makes you feel worse, then you probably had too much acid, and that's a good telltale sign. You can let your doctor know that, see, and that's a good little way, a little test you can do with, or, you know, whomever that needs you in your life, that you can be healthy. You can be everything that you need to be for them. And that's the most important thing. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, the Medicare payment strategy that they've implemented is known now to reward hospitals for higher quality of care. This comes from the LA Times. And I think that's so important because, obviously, what everyone's worried about that's potentially going to continue to go through is maybe the lack of quality of care that could be possible. Well, they're saying here that the Obama administration issued a final regulation to reward hospitals that provide high-quality care. The first is a series of steps that are designed to fundamentally transform the way that the federal government pays for health care. So under this initiative, one of several authorized in the new health care law the president signed last year, Medicare will pay more to institutions that score well on a series of measures that gauge patient care and pay less to those that don't hit the quality benchmarks. So though the commonplaces in many industries set quality benchmarks and tying them to compensation, it will be new for many of the nation's hospitals. And it's a strategy that Medicare has never used before on a systematic basis. It's pretty cool. So, but many experts and the consumer advocates said Friday that they saw these kinds of quality initiatives as crucial not only to improving medical care, but also controlling cost. Today's payment system is ridiculed with perverse incentives that reward volume and high profit margin services regardless of value, outcomes, and appropriateness. And that is true, without a shadow of doubt. You go work in a hospital for a day and you will see that. And it's true. And it bothers me because people need time. They need time spent with them to figure out what's going on. And I think if we can get to a place where we're at a higher, I understand the volume has to be there. Of course, we need more doctors, in my opinion. But the quality of care needs to go up so a patient doesn't feel rushed, so a patient feels like the doctor has taken good quality time with them. And I'll tell you a good place for this. Maybe believe it or not, is the faith-based clinics, the working uninsured clinics. You will get good quality time with those doctors. Those doctors will not blow in and blow out. And I'm not knocking that concept, because the reason physicians have to do that is because there's, especially in the private clinics, is because there's numbers that has to be made and have to be made. And there's overhead and all these sorts of things have to be managed. And so it's not their fault. They're trying to manage the time best to get in, get you taken care of, and then they got to get to the next patient. Where some of the faith-based clinics and some more of the community health care clinics, believe it or not, you'll actually get more time with the doctors there. And they're not subclass doctors. They're not less qualified doctors that are working there. Matter of fact, I'm a big fan of more of the faith-based clinics and actually going in, because you're going to have probably some younger docs that are straight out of school, which that's fine because they're highly trained and their brains are sharp as anything with the latest information that's out there. You'll get the guy or the gal that'll sit down, cross the leg, and talk with you and really dig in. So just some things to think about, and I'm excited to see what they're doing even with Medicare.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump winding down his Memorial Day after placing a ceremonial wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president then traveling to Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore and telling Gold Star families,
"Our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the federal government to provide hazard pay for frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. While speaking on the deck of the USS Intrepid, Cuomo says it's our way of showing appreciation for those who showed up.
"It's a way of saying thank you. We understand what you did. We appreciate what you did."
Cuomo taking some heat from healthcare workers who were sent to New York as they're now going to be required to pay state tax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new study by the Nuclear Threat Initiative and Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security found that the United States was the best prepared nation to deal with a pandemic. The study appears to contradict claims by Democrats that the Trump administration had the country ill-prepared for the coronavirus pandemic. A charity sports event called The Match is in the books after raising over $20 million for COVID-19 relief. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
Rain had threatened to dampen what was billed as the Match Champions for Charity at Medalist Golf Club in Florida Sunday, but the rain did hold off, and golf star Phil Mickelson and NFL quarterback Tom Brady were pitted against golf legend Tiger Woods and retired NFL QB Peyton Manning. In the end, it was a putt by Tiger Woods that secured the victory for the retired QB and the leader in PGA Tour wins. Manning telling reporters later,
"Knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times, it was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish."
Manning said Mickelson even said he was nervous about the whole thing, but that raising the money was what made it worthwhile for him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Good to talk with you. I have high cholesterol, and it's pretty much genetic. But yet nobody in my family has ever died of heart disease. You know, they live into their 90s, and I don't know anyone in my family has died of any sort of heart disease. Sure. And I'm thin, you know, 6'4", but I weigh about 190. You know, I eat healthy vegetables. You know, I do the chug the fish oil. You know, the liquid fish oil, and I, you know, do the digestive enzymes, all the stuff you say before I even heard of you.
Okay.
So, So here's my issue. I'm not worried about dying of heart disease. I'm worried about, you know, the big C and other things. But anyway, I've got like a life insurance blood test in a week. Mm-hmm. Is there any supplement I can take to knock that down to get a better status?
I don't think there's
anything more I can do to reduce it from lifestyle. I think it's purely genetic.
What is the total number, typically?
220.
That's not bad.
Is that not bad? I've been told that was high.
Well, tell me the split. What's the HDL and the LDL? LDL's a bad one.
It's bad. That is bad. I know that, but I don't remember what that number was.
I mean, when I say it's not bad, it's not 350, okay? I mean, any physician is going to tell you to get it under 200. So just let me tell you that's standard. That's going to be your standard answer from pretty much any physician. All right.
Okay.
But
well,
one,
it was bad enough that the doctor had me do that test where they put the dye in your blood and they do the scan, the lithograph or.
Oh, did they really? Oh yeah. No, they did.
Huh. Yeah. So.
Okay. And what is your age again?
At the time I had that done, I was about probably 42. Now I'm 49.
Okay, gotcha. Well, here's the deal. If you are going to have your life insurance test and blood test for that done in like 7 days, nothing's going to change that in 7 days. Like, it would need to be one of those things where if you're going to have that done, and I don't want to tell you what to do, but, I mean, you may want to wait a little while. Can you wait? Or I know you want to get that done.
Yeah, I can probably wait, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you what I would do, if you're more concerned about that and how that whole thing goes, I mean, don't do it. I guess what I'm telling you is don't do this just for the insurance. I know where you're going with that because I get it. But don't do it for the insurance. Do it for your health.
Okay.
And I would get it monitored. Like for example, I know you don't know. When's the last time you had your blood test done?
Probably 5-6 years ago when I had that test done.
Okay. All right. Good. So here's the game plan. Here's the game plan. First of all, always remember this rule from now on. You're 49. Okay. Blood work changes every 90 to 120 days. You can make some pretty radical changes in your blood in 3 to 4 months, okay? I mean, pretty radical. So it's always good to have your blood work done on a regular basis every 6 months. So you'll just go to your doctor every 6 months on your own. Ask them, hey, can I come every 6 months and get my blood work done? They might say to you, oh, it's no big deal. You can come once a year. But you can always take the stand to go every 6 months. And I think it's good. That's just my own thought, okay? That's what I do for myself, my family. The other thing is, with your cholesterol being at 220, and you want to get it down, like let's say I would want to get it down a little bit just for your own health. Let's say you want to get it down to 200, 199, whatever. You want the split. Here's the split. The HDLs are the good ones, all right? Those need to be around 50 or above. And the LDLs are the bad guys. They need to be below 100 for good health, okay? But having a total number between 190 and 220 is really not that big of a deal. Now, it would be if your HDLs were like 20 and your LDLs were like 170. I mean, that would not be good, okay? And that may have been the way it was. But it's good to go find out what it is and then go. But right now, I'd go check that and talk to your doctor about it and get the blood test done, see what the numbers are, and then get on a good game plan. And that might involve medicine. It might involve something as real minimal like Crestor at 10 milligrams. But that's something your doctor can work with you on. And I'm telling you that because there, you know, all the different statin drugs, people say, well, they're terrible for you and they've got terrible side effects and all that. Well, don't be scared of them because they were designed to support cholesterol levels if they're running a little bit too high. So if your doctor suggests it, don't worry about it. I will tell you that Crestor is one of them. They're all pretty decent, but Crestor is one of them that what I've been taught that has the least amount of some of the painful joints and achy side effects that some of the statin drugs can cause, and not everybody gets those. But that might be something you want to look into when you talk to your doctor about. Get a blood test done and check that out and see where the numbers are. Then come up with a game plan, right? Don't base it on what the numbers were 5 years ago because your blood's changed every 120 days nonstop since then. So that's why it's good to kind of get a gauge of where you are now. Now, let me tell you this. Here's some good natural things that you can look into, all right? Eggs have been known to be really good. I think they're one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. All right. And the egg yolk contains a couple of components in it, choline and lecithin. And one's a fat emulsifier. One is more of a transporter and helps with the plaque arterial walls. And that goes against a lot of the research back in the 50s about cholesterol. But nevertheless, eggs are really healthy for you. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean eat 10 of them a day, but, you know, two or three a day, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to help your body. So it's got good healthy fats. Egg yolk is really great. They have those omega-3 eggs now that are out. The organic ones are fantastic. Now, the other thing, too, is red yeast rice has really good research on it for helping support liver function and for cholesterol levels. And, you know, it's not so much what you take for cholesterol. It just helps support the body. Vitamin E's got really good research, too, on it. I'll tell you, a lot of the medical textbooks talk about vitamin E. It's great. I was taking a course one time, and the medical doctor that was teaching it, he said that you know, it was funny because in the old textbooks they talked about vitamin A years ago, and there's a little place in the arteries they call the Clathrin pit, and the Clathrin pit is this little divot that will form. Think about it almost like a divot on the golf course. It'll form inside the artery, and when that divot forms, the little plaque pieces that can float through the blood will stick it down in that divot and start accumulating. And that's where this little plaque can form. Well, they found that when you take vitamin E creates a slick surface over these Clathrin pits. And when the plaque tries to come in and engage itself and lodge itself in there, it'll just kind of bounce off. It'll just kind of come in, try to lodge, but it can't. It's almost like it's got oil over it, and it's just real slick, and it just keeps on going. So those are some things that even with research in a lot of the literature that can be helpful along with that. Of course, don't take vitamin E if you're taking blood thinners or Coumadin or warfarin or anything like that. And you have to be careful. You don't really want to take red yeast rice if you're taking statin drugs. So, see, your doctor has to work with you with all that. I just want to give you some good options and something to think about. Don't forget, exercise is important. Exercise has been proven to raise the HDLs, the good ones, and lower the LDLs. So it's little things like that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about some really good lifestyle options that you could look at. So that might be something, you know, to look into or just, you know, get with your doc and talk with them. But no matter what, I would get getting that blood work done and then coming up with a game plan and then following up with them in 3 months, which is what they're going to suggest to you. It's more about getting your health intact, and that's what you want to focus on. So get the information done, get with your doc, and keep me posted. If I need any help, just email me or call me here on the show. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. And if you're not into the social media world, Twitter and Facebook, you need to jump on board with us. Email came in, Will in Birmingham. He said, I'm 40, and over the last year or so, things have gotten very stressful in my life. I've started losing much of my hair, and I was wondering, can stress cause hair loss? Well, I've got news for you. Stress can cause hair loss, absolutely. And what happens is cortisol gets elevated. Cortisol is a stress hormone in the body, and when cortisol gets elevated, it can wreak havoc in many areas of the body. It's normal for cortisol to be up at certain areas, like in the morning when you first wake up, but it tapers down as time goes on throughout the day. Now, as stress comes on you and you have stress on a regular basis, then without a doubt, cortisol can be up throughout the day, and that could cause issues. It can also cause increases in men of what's called DHT. DHT is dihydrotestosterone. It's a component of testosterone, which is our male hormone, our main primary male hormone. And that byproduct can do a couple things. It can cause issues with the prostate. It can also cause issues with losing your hair. And that can be an issue as well. And they found that nettle root is a good natural supplement that can sometimes help with those sorts of things and help stabilize stress levels within the body. And phosphatidylserine can be helpful for stabilizing stress levels and just kind of keeping your body healthy and being able to keep a strong immune system and all that. So those are some things you can look into that might be helpful. Now, your medical doctor, if you go talk to your physician, they may, you know, there's options out there. So just want you to know, on more of the medicine side of things, there are things like Propecia and Proscar. Proscar is more, it was made for the prostate, but it also contains similar mechanisms for hair loss. They block DHT, and they can be helpful in that. So there are some medicines out there that can be helpful for that kind of hair loss. But you have to look at the root cause. of what that is. So you can get with your doc and talk to them on that. But I really think that if you're under a lot of stress and you're, you know, around 40, welcome to it, buddy. You're not 20 anymore. But there's some good things. Just manage the stress levels, exercise, all these sorts of things can be helpful. But there's a lot of natural things out there that can help, too. The nettle root's great. Keeping your fatty acids up. Maintaining that you keep your estrogen levels low. A lot of times higher estrogen levels can cause that, too. And men, we're seeing that more after 40. And a lot of it's due to diet. But remember, better healthy fats in your diet keep testosterone levels at a good level and estrogen levels low. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Chapter 3, verse 14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Love that. Good stuff. Location of body fat may predict arterial stiffness. New study came out that says that different patterns of fat distribution in black and white women may predict increased arterial stiffness, now, which is associated with cardiovascular disease. Stiff arteries force the heart to work harder and also to pump blood. Associated with the buildup of plaque in the arteries, which is atherosclerosis, and can block blood flow and lead to heart attack. In the study, Dr. Danny Epen of Emory University in Atlanta and colleagues used skin calipers to measure fat in several sites on bodies of 102 African-American and 228 white middle-aged women. Fat was measured in the upper chest, the armpit, the triceps, and the shoulder blade, the abdomen, and above the hip bone and thigh. That's pretty normal. And the women were also assessed for arterial stiffness. Compared to the white women, or the Caucasian women, the African-American women had more arterial stiffness and more fat in the armpit, triceps, shoulder blade, and hip bone areas, the investigators found. Now, after adjusting for those factors, they could be related to arterial stiffness. The researchers concluded that fat in the armpit area predicts increased arterial stiffness in black women, while fat in the abdomen in the triceps area was a predictor in the Caucasian women. So the study was to be presented at the American Heart Association's Atherosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology meeting, that's a tongue twister, in Chicago. Because the study was presented at a medical meeting, the data and conclusions should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. Interesting. So the location of body fat may be one of our predictors how we can find how stiff or pliable the arteries are, and that losing body fat and getting in shape and getting the body in a healthier state might be one of the clues and one of the ways we can early on get people into a healthier way. So with the cardiovascular disease, as strong as it is right now, this is some great information to take people to the next level with their health. Love all this new stuff coming out. Luann, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi. Yes, I'm actually calling, hoping maybe you can give me some information to help my husband. He's 49 years old, and he has fibromyalgia. And right now he's having a lot of bad sciatica pain also. And I was just wondering if you could recommend some natural remedies maybe as far as for the fibromyalgia.
Okay. When did it start? Talk to me.
Oh, let's see. It's, you know, been within the last 10 years probably. Off and on, it seems like it kind of comes and goes. I've heard different traumatic things can make it worse, you know, and it's not this way all the time.
Right.
I'm here recently. He's been bad, and then his sciatica pain's kind of the same way. He's had some lower back issues, and you know, been had X-rays done and different things, and he has a bulging disc, and which might be part of his problem for the sciatica. You know.
Yeah, that's always a big challenge. Where is the bulging disc? Do you know?
That I do not. As far as specifics, I don't know which, you know, it's down there pretty low, but I don't know exactly which ones it is.
Okay.
But he, you know, he does a lot of stretches for the, every morning, he spends time doing stretches and has even worn some special shoes as far as that, they kind of look like they have a rounded heel, kind of make you, your posture stand a little different, carry your weight different. And he's thought at times those have helped. And, but then the sciatica flared up and so has the fibromyalgia. It's been worse here recently.
Who has he been to see?
You know,
what doctors has he seen, specialists?
He has, as far as for his back, and he's had a couple shoulder surgeries and things, so he's talked to an orthopedic surgeon, you know, about his back, and they've done x-rays and different things. There's just nothing wrong enough, you know, bad enough to make them want to do surgery or anything. That's very much the last resort. And as far as the fibromyalgia, just regular medical doctor, and they did put him on a medication. Oh, it's probably been a year or two ago. It's something new that came out. I seen it advertised on TV. I just don't remember the name of it. And she told him, she said, go on it. You'll know within a week if it's going to help you. Well, it didn't. And I'm a little bit anti-medication.
Yeah,
maybe
I understand.
Too. I hated to see him get on something, you know, for the pain if there was something else we could do.
Well, there's a lot he can do. This has been going on for 10 years. Has he had a lot of stress over the last 10 years, like with work or life or whatever?
Well, he is typically a worrier.
Okay.
You know,
this is a lot.
We own our own business, so that in itself is a little bit stressful. But as far as, you know, not terribly bad, but he does tend to be a worrier himself. And I hate to sound like maybe brings it on himself a little bit.
Like almost.
As far
almost
as what I don't look as stressed, he does, you know. And things, just that more that type of a person, you know, that it's not stressing me out, but it's causing him problems, you know.
It's causing him all kinds of stress. Yeah. Well, I think a couple things. Well, if he's dealing with fibromyalgia, he's got a bulging disc, there's a couple things. First, obviously, encourage him to let things go, maybe to lighten up a little bit in life. And that's easier said than done. I realize that. But if you want to give him a game plan, first and foremost, cutting out foods in his body that would create inflammation with fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia has a very strong mental link. So just know that. So the worry and all that is probably causing a lot of the issues. But getting an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that can be a real encouragement to him. And also, I would encourage him to go either see a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. Here's why. Both of those physicians are very good with structural-based care. And the spine is part of the structural part of the body. They have some great, and physical therapy can help too, but I would go see one of those physicians probably first. See how the consultation goes and all of that, and see what kind of treatment they can offer. See what kind of things can be helpful to him in that regard. But just, if you're looking for more natural things, changing his diet, cutting out cow's milk, dairy for the casein protein, and also watching gluten, which is in all the grains, those are the top two inflammatory foods that we eat on a regular basis that might be causing him some issue. So look into that and keep us posted. You're listening to the best.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.